This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Yeah? Cocked? Locked? Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here with us today. And let me give you out a phone number. In case you decide to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to take us with you as you travel or listen 24/7, the listen line, 605-477-3249. Today, part six of extreme tax deductions, business use of the home, potential business expenses, tax deductions, and class, all of the statements that I make are based on life experiences, what others have experienced firsthand. They contain my opinions. Proceed at your own risk. Don't believe anything that I say. Do your own research. Consider this particular class and the five that preceded it on tax deductions, starting your own business. Consider it as entertainment. Do not do any of the things that we discuss in this class if you are not willing to defend yourself. Okay? I'm delighted to be broadcasting with L. Marty Barrett. L. Marty Barrett is a college instructor. She's been teaching for decades. Decades in the hard sciences. Welcome, Marty Barrett.
Hey. I figured we forgot a big segment of my taxes. I pay, I'm from one of those states that pay tons of taxes on my property. Uh-huh. And I think that's maybe a big place where I could save some money. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the challenge that I had with the assessor's office in our county? Is that what you're talking about? And how,
yep,
how that worked out?
And
as
how I could
a,
do that.
Okay. All right. Well, Marty, here's what I did. We've been at this particular farm location for 12 years. And our taxes have gone up and up and up. And I just happened to see the document come in the mail. Mrs. Fennelli showed it to me. And it's titled the 2017 Notice of Change in Valuation of Real Property. And it locates the parcel number, the location, Mrs. Finelli's name, my name. And in Missouri, it's defined as a section, township, and range. So with those numbers, you can figure out exactly where the land is. It delineates the 2016 year, and then the residential portion of the assessment, how much money they valued the residential portion of our property, and then there's the agricultural. And if we had commercial use of it and maybe commercial buildings, that'd be in there too. So what it is 2016, the residential plus the agricultural, and then that equals the total assessment. Then they put on the same document, 2017, the residential amount, the agricultural amount, and the total. And then below that, they do a subtraction or an addition, and it tells you the change. And ours went up. Okay? It went up. The assessment went up $480.
Hmm.
And so,
random number.
Well, it was probably, it's to appear scientific. It's a computer-generated thing. And then below that, it says, Notice to taxpayer, if your assessed value has increased, it may increase your real property taxes, which are due December 31st. If you do not agree that the value of your property has increased, you must appeal the value on or before July 5th, 2017 by contacting your county assessor and then the phone number. Okay? So that's what it says. And so all the information I had was what it was in 2016 and what it went up to in 2017. And the difference was $480 in value. And that's not the tax amount. That's just what they value it at. And then they have a multiplier. And so our taxes, when Mrs. Finelli called, they said they would go up $20. And it's like, what's the big deal? Why would you even contest this for $20? Well, I did. So I made the appointment, and I showed up at the appropriate time, on time, within a couple seconds. I was a couple seconds early. And so I met the assessor at the counter, and she was going to show me a couple pieces of paper with figures on them. And I said, is there a place where we can go sit down? Because this is going to take a while. So she thought this was going to be, 5 minutes maybe. Oh, no. So I had lots of questions, and my questions were about, well, let's look at every single line item. Let's look at all the information that you have on file, everything you have on file about me regarding, and our property, regarding real estate taxes, pictures, diagrams, square footage, the class of the land, the porches, if we have any, the roof over the porches, everything, every single thing that was taxed, item by item by item. Let's go over that. And I look at this as education. I was explaining to her that I'm really excited about this because I'm going to meet with the entire family. We're going to sit around the kitchen table, and we're going to discuss this because this is a great education. And thank you so much for meeting with me. Okay? That's how I approach this.
Now, so what, did you dress poorly to impress them that you don't have any money?
No. Here's my strategy on that, and I'm glad you asked that question. My strategy is that I want them to understand that if this doesn't work out to my satisfaction, I'm going to be back. I'm not going to be back as a pauper. I'm going to be back as someone who understands what's going on. So when in a situation like this, I try to dress one step above whatever I expect them to dress as, okay? Just one step above. So, for example, if I'm teaching a seminar on the road, or I will gauge the audience, however they're going to dress, and I will just move it up just one notch, just so that they know I'm the seminar leader, okay? And I just wanted her to know that I'm in charge of this meeting, too. So what
did
I wear?
Dress?
She dressed as a typical person in public, in a public position. It used to be that people who had government jobs would wear a jacket and a tie, or they might wear a sports coat. Now they really kind of dress down. If they have a golf shirt on, a collared golf shirt with khaki slacks, that's pretty upscale today. Well, we'll call that the equivalent of what she had.
Okay.
What I had was actually that's a little above what she had. I had my dark blue jeans, dark blue, okay, not washed out. My combat boots, polished. My combat belt, a pressed long sleeve shirt, solid color. But I did not wear a jacket and I did not wear a tie. When I speak, I will wear the same thing except I'll wear a white shirt, long sleeve, a broadcloth, ironed white with a tie, and a blue blazer. That's what I wear. Same thing, same kind of same kind of jeans, same combat belt, same combat boots, but white shirt, long sleeves, and tie. Okay. So
did
that's
she
how
seem,
I dress.
Impressed?
Impressed in what respect?
Did she give you respect?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely,
okay.
because I wasn't. It wasn't like I had my arms crossed. My body language was not. It did not indicate where I was ready for a fight. It was Columbo. I was Columbo, and I was confused. And I had a couple tools with me. I had a notebook, a spiral bound notebook. I had the tax documents that they sent us, and I had my calculator. So she knew.
Okay.
she knew that there was going to be some figuring on the calculator as we progressed, because I wanted to understand everything. And then what I did was I asked her for, she had documents in front of her that had pictures of the house, pictures of the barns, pictures of the land, pictures of, you know, the outbuilding.
She had,
absolutely. It's all on her computer.
Where did she get those from?
Okay, well, she showed up at our house at one point with her camera and took pictures. And then she had a measuring tape, and she went around and measured the outside of the buildings.
Did you see her?
No. I mean, sometimes I have, but they just show up. So now I have to keep the gate locked. I have to keep the gate locked because you never know when these guys are going to show up.
Right.
Usually they show up in January. So we'll keep the gate locked in January. But that's what they do. So she had all these pictures, and so I kept referring to that, and I kept wanting to write on her pictures and her with my pen and pencil, which was a problem because those were the official documents, which caused her to say, "Would you like a copy of that?" "Oh, thank you so much. That would be great. I'd love to have a copy." So now I have copies of whatever they have records of. So I have a total file. I have the entire dossier, I believe, or almost the entire dossier on what they have on us. So I have all kinds of handwritten notes, and I asked her to update them. And I asked about everything. Now, in our case, they go by the square footage of the house, and they go by the construction. And I've mentioned on the air that we live in Tornado Alley, and because of that, I wanted a house that could sustain a strong wind. And so we built the house out of heavier timbers than normally done, and we built the siding is stone, and 220 tons of stone. So our house is classified the same as a brick house. And brick is classified as a more expensive cost of building than, let's say, clapboard or cedar shakes or vinyl. So there was an uptick on there. So I asked, okay, what about how did you classify the house? How many square feet? The roof pitch, does that make a difference? We have a very steep roof pitch. That did not make a difference. The type of shingles, for example, if it were a steel roof, it would be a different value than composition shingles like most people have. We have composition. And so I asked all those questions. If we had fireplaces, it would probably increase the value of our house. We do not, in terms of a masonry fireplace. I didn't want one because of the fire hazard. And it costs more for fire insurance. I'd rather have an outdoor wood furnace. We talked about the type of heating. Okay? And I asked questions about, you know, how do you value an outdoor wood furnace for the main heating system versus, you know, propane or a heat pump or that kind of thing. So all these questions went into the final figures. And I asked, and I only ask questions that I know the answers to. And I guide the discussion to where I want it to go. Okay? I'm in charge.
Yes.
I'm in charge of this meeting.
I see that.
It does not necessarily appear to be. I want the other person to feel they're in charge. But by my class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
When I arrived, I knew that the tax assessor was really, really in a rush. And she said, yeah, just so busy. I've got so many things I have to do. And I said, well, take your time. I cleared my schedule for the rest of the day. Now, that's exactly the opposite of what she wanted to hear, right? She's in a big hurry. She's in a hurry, and I got all day. They're mutually exclusive, right? So now she realizes that this is going to be a really a problem because I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving, and it's not like the meeting is scheduled for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's open-ended. I just show up until we're done. So
did you have assigned meeting time?
I had an assigned meeting time, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I had an appointment time, but not an appointment duration. So it wasn't like 2 o'clock to 2:30. It was 2 o'clock, that kind of thing. So I just showed up
at 2 a.m. as far as you're concerned.
So we're done. To me, I've got all day. And I let her know. I said, this is great. I love it. I'm ready for as long as this takes. Thank you so much. This is a wonderful experience. I'm really looking. This is wonderful. I'm enjoying it. Okay? That's how I approached it. Do you have another question for me? Or do you want me to continue?
Well, how long were you there ultimately?
Over an hour, close to 2.
Okay.
So 2 hours with the chief of the department. She is the tax assessor. She is the boss. Everybody else reports to her. Okay, so I was tying up the boss this time. Now normally, you know, getting a meeting with the boss for a half hour is over the top, right? How do you do that?
Right.
Well, right. So, and I do it just by asking questions, and by asking so many questions, the other person is off guard because they just don't get a chance to, you know, resume composure.
Justify everything they're saying.
Correct. They have to justify everything they say, because each question I ask has three or four more follow-up questions. Within a couple minutes,
because it got raised, could you do this even if you just want to investigate it?
Absolutely.
And it didn't go up.
Absolutely. I would want to know, where is the justification for this? And I'd like to, in my case, there are not comparables. What that means is I don't live in a neighborhood that has the fourth house over on the other side of the street is similar, except maybe the porch is different. It's not like that. There are no properties that are exactly like ours, not even close. The slope of the land is different. The acreage is different. The style of the house, the construction of the house, the square footage of the house, the location of the wells, the depth of the wells, the length of the driveway. Everything's different here. Okay, there's no cookie cutter approach to where we live. So I couldn't bring with me comparables of neighbors. Now, if I did live in a development or a neighborhood that had some similar properties, not identical, but maybe similar, I would talk to the neighbors. I would be friendly with the neighbors and say, hey, listen, I'm going to challenge my taxes. Here's what I have. Would you be willing to share information with me, and I'll share it with you, and maybe we can both get our taxes lowered, or maybe get, you know, three families together, or have them over for lunch, or, you know, the weekend, or a cookout, and say, hey, you know, just bring up that I'm going to be doing this. And then, because typically what happens in the corporate world and in job world, people do not share salaries. The companies try to say,
right,
well, never tell your salary. Don't do that. It's like against the law or something. No, it's not against the law. But they don't want the employees to know what others are making, because then you can all ask for raises. That's what that's all about. Okay. So what I would do is cooperate with the neighbors. I would say, well, here's what mine are. I don't mind showing you. It's like it's a deep, deep, dark secret. No, it's not. It's actually public information. If they wanted to look it up, they could. So the answer is to ask a lot of questions, but make sure you know going in. You know, look at your building plans, look at the square footage of your house. You know those measurements, or have notes about how large your house is, how big the rooms are, that kind of thing. And then,
how about the builder's plans? Would that be a good thing to bring?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
If you wanted to, but I would do it in note form. I'd have that with me, but I wouldn't offer that. I wouldn't say, let's spread this out and look at it. I would only do that if I knew that I were right, and I wanted to challenge them. Say, well, here's the plans. And what I did, they want in our house, they wanted to measure it. I said, well, here's the plans. But what I did was I photocopied the plans, reduced the plans, and took out everything on the inside. I only gave them outside dimensions. That's all I would give them. So if we use my measurements, not their measurements, my measurements, because I know mine are right.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Last couple quick announcements. I don't do this very often, but I've been invited to be a guest on John Stadtmiller's broadcast on Republic Broadcasting tonight at 6 p.m. Central Time. So I'll be there tonight, 6 p.m. Central Time, with John Stadtmiller on Republic Broadcasting. And, Marty, I wanted to let you know that, you know, you may wonder, is anybody paying attention to what we're saying? Well, I just checked TalkStream Live, TalkStreamLive.com, and it shows all the major broadcasts in the United States, and of about 100 different broadcasts that are running right now, we're number 21. So are people paying attention? Yeah, they're paying attention. Here's something interesting. So I mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast that, you know, you can appeal the valuation. Well, I don't look at it that way. I'm not going to appeal it. I want them to prove to me that they got it right. So I'm looking at it.
You challenge everything where you said your building was not brick. It was wood with stone over the top.
Yeah.
Did you challenge that they shouldn't count you as brick?
I did, but see. Here's the difference there. Now, brick is the highest valuation that they go. Stone is even more expensive than brick. And it's not because the stone costs more. The stone actually costs less. But fitting every single individual unique shape of stone on the wall is tough. Okay? Mm-hmm. It took 18 months just to hit the stone on the side of the house. 18 months.
Wow.
So it was a huge job. You know, framing the house, that could be done in like 3 months. But getting the stone up, 18 months. So that's, I asked that question. You're absolutely right. I challenge every single thing, but not with my arms crossed. Not looking for a fight. Just I need to understand. Help me understand. So that's the whole purpose of how this works. And if you ask all these questions politely, it really works, because then they have to prove it. And then pretty soon they start saying, you know what, now let's look at this. Maybe I can save you some time, which really means maybe I can save me some time. And here's something I might have made a mistake on. Okay? And that's what happened. So the question that you're probably wondering is, what's the result, right? What's the result of all this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, our tax evaluation was lowered.
How much?
Well, I don't really want to say that, but it was lowered enough so that it made it worth going to do. And also, I verified that every single acre, and there's, you know, over a couple hundred acres of on this farm. So every single acre, I looked at the satellite map as to how the valuation was made. For example, there are different grades of land or classifications of land. So if it's real rocky and you've got boulders on it, you can't really plow it. You can't really plant on it because you have boulders there. If it's less rocky and you still can't plow it, it's worth more, but not as much as bottom land. Bottom land would be flat land that has flooded, you know, over the thousands of years, has the silt in it, and is the best land possible. Okay, that would be the highest valued land. So I wanted to know, acre by acre, over a couple hundred acres, how every single acre on the property was valued. Now, how do I know what it should be? I live here. I've been all over the farm.
Right.
I know it's woods. Okay, so I'm looking at the satellite map, and we're clicking the mouse, you know, increment by increment, looking at just acre at a time, and I want to know, and I want to make sure it's right. Now, yes, they did have that right. They really did. But where they did not have it right was the value of the buildings. Now, they assumed that somebody else built the buildings. Well, they didn't. I did. So they said, well, here's how much it's worth. And I said, but that's not how much it costs, because I built it. It costs way less than that. Way less. So they had to reduce the value of the buildings because I built them. Okay. Now, they may make assumptions. They may assume that because of the kind of a house someone may live in that has granite countertops in the kitchen and fancy chandeliers and fancy wiring and all that. And I challenged that, and I said, no, we don't have any of that. We don't have any of that. And they had that right, too. They had just average plumbing, average electrical.
Now, how do they know that?
So, well, they're going to have to take my word. So I'm not. Well, they just assumed that, which was nice of them. But I'm not going to let them inside. They're not getting pictures of the inside of my house.
What would happen if they looked in your house?
I'd throw them out. They have no business looking in my house.
Would they start looking around? This looks pretty nice.
You mean looking in the windows?
No, I mean, what would happen if you did let them in?
I wouldn't. What they'd be interested. Well, people are curious, right? Well, it's none of their business. It's none of their business. They can only go by the square footage in the exterior. They are not privy to the inside of my house. That's my.
They don't even know how many bedrooms you have.
No. They've asked and we've told them. They've asked and we've told them. They want to know the number of bedrooms and bathrooms. And that's okay. That's okay. But I'm not going to tell them exactly where they are. You know, I'm not going to give them a map if they want to bash my door down. You know, the cops or the sheriff wants to come in. And I'm not going to give them a map where everything is. He's going to have to find that out. You know, the minute I find out he's coming in, we're going to learn together how this works. It'll be terrible. But I'm not giving him a map of my house.
Okay.
So do you
now,
have,
how often would you say this should be done?
Well, in my case, whenever there's a change, I would challenge it. Now they may say, well, the value of the land has gone up. Okay, they may say, well, per acre, you know, the county's done this to everybody, and that's going to be a tough nut to crack. I can't challenge that if it's applied to everybody. But if they say your residence went up, I'm going to say why. Your outbuildings went up. Why? We didn't make any changes. What caused that to happen?
Do they specify whether it's an overall increase or whether it's just residential?
Okay, it's only. Here's how it's done. They have a number for residential and a number for agricultural. Two numbers, and they add them together, and that's the total assessment. So they change. So I want to know why. Why they change? Now it could be a phone call. I could say, why did the agricultural number go up? Well, everybody's did because we changed the value of an acre of land. It's worth more now, or it's worth less. Actually, in our case, the value of the land went down. Not much, you know, less than, you know, a tenth of 1%, but it did go down. But the residential value went up, and I wanted to know why.
Okay.
The bottom line is forever, I saved money, okay? So from now on, unless they make a mistake, our real estate valuation is lower than it was before I went there.
Should everybody challenge their property taxes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you need to have some information going in. You need to know the size of your house. And you just can't go in and you're going to get one shot at this. So make sure that if you do it, you have enough information to go in. And in your case, I'd go in with my husband. You know, talk about it ahead of time. Expect that, you know, this is a meeting where you're it's like going to court almost, where you're going to defend your position. But actually, you're going to do it by asking questions. How does this work?
And in a non-confrontational way.
Correct. But you've got all day. I have all day. Well, I mean, they may say, I'm sorry, I've got another appointment at 2:30. And you say, wow, that's too bad. I guess I'll have to wait.
Questions.
They'll just have to wait, right? Because I'm here now.
Yeah, it's like, all over.
Well, yeah, it's like calling the CEO of a corporation, and you know, I'll call the CEO of a corporation, and they'll say, "I'm sorry, he's in a meeting," and I'll say, "Well, that's okay. I'll wait while you get him out."
Do they?
Yes, they do. It depends. They don't always do that. You know, sometimes they think, you know, that guy's got some sense of humor. You know, he's the CEO and it's just some guy calling. But you know, sometimes they realize that maybe it's really important. That's why I'm willing to wait. But nobody says that, right? Nobody says I'm willing to wait. Why you get him out?
Do you make a habit of calling the CEOs of companies?
Only if I need to. Now, advertisers on this broadcast, when I hear a new advertiser, I will call them up. And I'll say, hey, thank you so much for advertising. I'd love to speak with the CEO. And then I'll introduce myself. And then I'll let them explain to me who they are, what they do, why they do it. And I want to know why they should advertise on the show. I don't get anything for it. I don't get compensated for it. But I want to make sure that if they're advertising, that it's a product that relates and a service that relates and a value that relates to our mission. Otherwise, they can't do it. Because I have an agreement with the network that I can 86 any advertisers that I don't like.
And which type would you not like?
People who are dishonest. If I think they're dishonest, or if I've heard bad things about their reputation, if I think that they would cheat any of our broadcast classroom, they'd be gone.
What about if they're damaging to the environment?
I certainly wouldn't want that. Mm-hmm. I certainly wouldn't want that. Now, you know, look, we beat up Walmart all the time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
the Chinese factory outlet. I'll mention them. But I don't go out looking for fights. But if I think there's some damage that would happen to our classroom, absolutely, mm-hmm. I stand firmly for our classroom.
Don't want to mislead your listeners.
Correct. Correct. And that's why we have such a high level.
Most people feel that way. Most people feel the dollar rules.
Oh, no, it does not. It does not. I believe that if you take care of your customers and you act honestly, above board, with integrity, you don't have to worry about profitability. That will just happen. I believe that you should do it the old-fashioned way. You should treat your customers well, take care of them way better than they expect to be taken care of, and they will do the advertising for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
When we had our computer company in Virginia, we didn't even have our phone number listed. There was no Yellow Page ad. There was no advertisements in any media of any kind, no website, and it was all word of mouth. And we were the biggest computer company around. And it's because our customers did the advertising for us.
How did you get the first customers?
Well, this guy heard that I was in the computer business. He heard that I was a computer jockey for a large bank. You know, in small, when you're in a little village, people hear and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew that's what I did. And they asked me for advice. And one guy led to the next, the next, the next. And I remember one of our very first customers said, you know, your price is so low, what's the catch? I said, what do you mean? He said, well, so low, what's the catch? And I said, there is no catch. And so for a couple of years, she's trying to figure out where the catch is. There was no catch. And so she became one of our biggest.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it in your God, you're
when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
El Marty Barrett's with us, and we're talking about lowering your taxes. Marty, questions about your husband's band?
Yeah, he practices in one room of our house. But most of the time, the band itself practices elsewhere. Does that still mean I can deduct that room from my taxes?
Well, absolutely. Does he use, if he uses that room exclusively for practicing, absolutely. If he uses it. Now, you know, if you use it for other things, then I would apportion how much he uses that room for the band versus, you know, family use. So if he uses one room half of the time, I'd apportion it 50-50. If we're talking about a seven-room house, typically that's the number we've been using for this for these classes. So it'd take 1/7, but half of 1/7. Now, in your case, you've got 1/7 for your tutoring business, right? Okay, and if he's going to use a different room, that'd be 1/7 for him too. So now we've got 2/7. 2/7. That's 2/7 of what? 2/7 of everything. The household expenses, the electricity, the real estate taxes, you know, the roof repair, the plumbing repair, all those things that that go into the operation of the house. 2/7 of that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking.
Now what about
serious
instruments? He owns a number of guitars.
Well,
some are expensive and some are not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if he decides that he wants to sell from him to the business, he can do that at an arm's length transaction value. Okay. So I don't know how much a guitar costs. Let's say $1,000. Let's say if he were going to put that guitar on eBay and he would receive $1,000 for it realistically, then he can sell it to the business for $1,000.
Okay. They won't question that?
Well, I would go to eBay and I'd print out something that, you know, same guitar, same condition, and just print that out and have that ready to go. And so they say, where'd you get the $1,000? I said, right here.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But then again, I don't use round numbers for anything. Nothing. I don't even pump gas in a round number because it's suspect. You know, I don't put $32 worth of fuel in my car. It might be $31.74. I will not, no matter what, I do not use round numbers for anything.
It just looks too tidy.
It does. It does.
Too forced.
And I was audited once for decades ago for $500 worth of charitable contributions. They hauled me into the IRS and they said, what's this all about? It's $500. I said, what do you mean? So I added up the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, going to church, you know, all the checks, and it added up to 500.00. I said, well, that's what this is about. It looks suspicious. So I'll never do that again.
Now, do all your contributions have to be checks?
I have records for all my contributions, yes. And if I don't, I have a receipt.
Okay. Like Goodwill or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'd rather do something other than Goodwill. I don't like Goodwill. I'll tell you why. I mean, what kind of a business? I mean, Goodwill receives free inventory. And then they sell it. Okay, I'd rather sell it on the internet, for example, and then help somebody directly rather than give it to Goodwill.
Well, that's what I'm wondering about. We have a young woman that we help. She called the church where my husband works and said she had no food, no diapers, nothing. She's a young woman with two children. We started helping her as our charity, thinking that she needed everything. We got her to go to school to get a skill. Donated a car from some friends of ours and furniture and supplies. Can I deduct any of that we've done for her?
No.
Even though she's not a charity.
No. No, you can't.
Okay.
No, you can't. No.
I'd rather go to somebody than just to some executive somewhere, you know?
Right. Well, like United Way, 11% goes where you think it's going. The rest goes to overhead. So what we do exactly what you do. We help people directly. We do not have the luxury of taking that as tax deductions. However, we know that 100% of what we provide for someone's assistance gets to that person. Now, we don't give them money.
Right.
Like, if someone needed their mortgage paid, we would help them with that. Maybe, if we could. But if they need food, they get food. They don't get money for food. They get food. Because I want to make sure that they don't take the money and buy cigarettes or take the money and buy beer or take the money and buy Cheetos. They're going to get food that we approve of. Because we're in charge and we're buying it. And I applaud you. I applaud you for doing it. So, Marty, 6 hours and we didn't really finish.
We're not done yet.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.